Short Stack Radio. We're having lots of fun at Short Stack Radio. So come and sing along, we're talking about shit and it doesn't make sense, but we're the best of friends, so listen anyway. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Short Stack Radio episode 16. My name is Sean. I'm joined by my amazing bandmates Brady and Andy, and boys, our sweet 16.
Hi.
Oh, it is.
Sweet 16.
Do you remember that
Actually,
show?
Yeah, weren't we meant to do something special for this?
What happened to that show?
Well, I'm more concerned about we said we'd do something special.
Why did we say we'd do something special
for
16?
No, we're going to do something special for our sweet 16.
No, I think podcasts are like your 25th, your 50th, your 75th, your 100th.
Yeah, but as you know, we're not the typical podcast.
All right, we'll do something for 17.
No, that's not a special age.
Oh, we do have a song called We'll Play
17. Oh, who cares? All right, here we go.
Did you guys hear that Xavier Rudd, you know, the avid vegan, got in trouble because he is in a KFC ad or something like
he's
that?
He's in a KFC ad?
Well, really? Maybe his song's played or something. I don't know, but he's getting in heaps of trouble from, like, Peter and stuff. Peter, is that how you pronounce it?
I believe it's
pedophilia.
Peter, I don't know. Getting in heaps of trouble with that.
And pedophiles.
It was just like, we're constantly promoting KFC. We're not even paid to do that. We just love the product. I think maybe we need to start like promoting Chipotle or something like that.
The number one KFC Porto podcast.
Yeah.
No, that's bad. That just sounds like we're a greasy podcast.
We are.
Number one.
Raddest podcast. Smoking and drinking is down in Australia, but obesity is up because heaps of people are like, stop smoking, so they need another thing, so they just trade smoking for junk food, which is probably worse for you than smoking.
Yeah, not good.
Let's be real. I'd say drinking down because everyone's a pill popper nowadays.
Well, yes. quite a problem there, Andy.
Yeah, well, you know how they have they're trying to legalize marijuana. You can have medicinal marijuana.
Oh, this isn't going into politics,
is it? No, it's going into it's going into a great area. I think that we should is a huge problem now, so we should legalize medicinal ice. So everyone just can get a little bit of medicinal ice.
A little bit of a pick-me-up every now and then. Yeah. Why not?
How do you consume ice? Is that
a sniff? I think you smoke it.
I think you smoke it.
Yeah.
I think you can put it on your gums too, maybe? I don't really know. To be honest with you, this might come as a shock for you, but I've never done ice.
Very good.
I came to the table with absolutely nothing this week, but luckily, Andy, you had a bottle of wine last night and wrote a small novel of topics.
And I don't actually know if they're good or if they're just good when I'm drunk and I think they're good. But
so
I'm
you haven't read them yet?
No, I'm looking through my notes and it's almost like
let's start
unreadable.
At the top.
This is all Andy's notes, written while he's had a few of the wines.
I am Dennis, the men's fart spray prank.
Oh.
What does that mean?
I am Dennis the Menace.
Oh.
And then, see, these are just like dot point notes, so it's not like I'm writing out a good sentence here, but I actually have some here. Oh, I'm taking it away camping because I told you guys last time.
There was fart like, spray.
Yeah. I actually
what?
Purchased this online the other day. Liquid ass.
That's disgusting.
I have I might smell it.
What is
no,
it?
No, I don't want it. No,
no I'm not going to spray it. Just smell
what
the lid.
Smell
you'll
like?
Smell it. It is horrible.
What do you do with it?
You spray it on people and make them stink.
Oh, it's really bad. Get the fuck away from me. I don't want it.
That's disgusting.
It smells like, it doesn't smell like fart. It smells like, you know how when there's like a dead fish or something down near the lake and you're like, whoa, what is that?
Just for the listeners, you actually purchased this
purchased
little spray
that.
Bottle of
liquid ass.
And it smells like ass.
So anyone that's ever bought a shirt from us or helped us out at all, it's going to a good cause, the money. Not putting food on the table.
Why would
just
you buy
buying fart juice?
Because I'm Dennis the Menace and I'm going to prank people this weekend.
It?
Well, I don't know, like people in tents and stuff like that, when they're asleep at night, I'm going to spray them and they're going to think like there was a skunk in there or something. No, I'm just going to have a giggle.
That's really strange. It's pretty funny, but it's very strange.
Back there just having a little giggle and they're like, whoa.
What was that?
And you're
there doing your little Muttley laugh in the corner. Like, new podcast / game / arsonist tour / secret word.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I had an idea for like a new game we can have in the podcast.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, do you guys remember? It was ages ago.
What is that word? Is that word arsonist or arsonish?
Oh, yeah, the pink kept running out. No, that's
onions.
Veronica's.
Oh,
because
yeah,
there were. The game originated when we were on the Veronica's tour ages ago. They challenged us a game who could say, what was it, mangoes or something?
Yeah, Powerpuff or something.
Yeah, something weird on stage.
Right. I was like, you went overboard one night, though, and in our 25-minute set, you said it like 400
times. Yeah, I know, and we got on stage like in front of like 2,000 people, and I kept saying mangoes or whatever. It was something weird, were like Sasquatch or something.
It was really
and
strange.
Completely destroyed them. So I thought maybe each episode we could have a secret word that we write down, and whoever secretly puts in to the podcast that word gets a prize or something
done.
Stupid like that. So that's a new game.
That's
okay. We should start.
All your rambling so far have been pretty good.
Are coming good.
These are all very good ideas.
Okay, this one looks a little bit strange. So hear me out. This is probably the strangest one so far.
I'm worried.
I stole my neighbor's pet.
Pet?
Real tree. You're fake. My... ours smells awesome.
Oh,
sounds like Andy was on a bit of ice
right.
when he wrote
no,
this.
No,
list.
No, that's not pet. I didn't steal anyone's pet. Calm down.
What does it say?
I stole my neighbor's pot.
Oh,
because I just got a Christmas tree. Okay, I'm the kind of guy, right? Danish, it's tradition. You got to get a real Christmas tree.
You do have a real Christmas tree.
Got to get a real Christmas tree, and I love it. It smells great. Anyway, just in this new place, and I had to go and steal a pot, and I was like going through the neighbor's like thing, and I just found a pot over there, and I kind of like I don't know if they saw me because I saw a window, but it was empty. Like, it wasn't like there was plant in it. Like, it was literally a pot with soil sitting in it. And I'm going to put it back at the end of the, you know, Christmas season.
So you had to put your tree in a pot.
Well, yeah, that's the story, that I'm just worried that they saw me stealing a pot. What is this podcast turning into? Me drinking wine, calling, telling people off.
I'm having a good time so far, to tell you the truth.
Pots, like,
I could never do that, though. I just worry that they're going to knock on the door and I'll look like the biggest goober.
Well, at the same time, like, there was nothing in it and I'm going to bring it back. But, yeah, I'm just worried that they saw me and it's
my
like,
favorite pot.
They're going to hate me.
I think this is an old one.
No, I think I did these all last night.
All right, here we go. I just wish people could see this handwriting because it honestly looks like
so
you've just snipped your pubes off and put it on the thing and there's just squiggly black things on paper.
Four glasses deep. I'm just laying on the couch going, that's a coupon. Just
it literally
out.
Says here, I come up with better podcast ideas when I'm drunk. At least I think so. Put my foot in it, Hotchkins. The Jenny store, Josh is punching.
Oh, that's what? Right. I wrote something on Facebook last night, a drunken comment to the Hotchkins, because they put up a photo. They put up a photo, you know, the Hotchkin family, they put up a photo, and it was like happy annual Christmas photo, and it was all the Hotchkins and all their girlfriends.
For those that don't know, the Hotchkins are people that we went to school with.
Yes.
I went to primary school with, we went to high school with them. They're a lovely family.
Yes.
Lovely
so it obviously had Mr. and Mrs. Hotchkin, then it had Shannon, his girlfriend, then it had Hewan and his girlfriend, then it had Josh.
But Shannon, his fiance, Josh and his wife.
Okay, but Josh's wife wasn't there. All the family was saying, where's Jen, rah, rah, and I said, ha, they must be out of Grinch's suits this year.
Get fucked.
Yeah, I actually never saw if anyone wrote back. I might
That's
look
horrible.
Can we look that up? Look, type it into Facebook.
What That's is, horrible.
When I was drunk, it was pretty funny. I was having
it's
a good old giggle to myself.
Just imagine you with a glass of wine in one hand, fart spray in the other gun. Take that woman who I met once 2 years ago.
Okay, I can see a photo with one comment, that's all. The family.
Yeah, that's the one. I wonder if they deleted it.
They probably deleted it.
No.
There's one comment. It's from Paul, and he says, beautiful photo.
No, someone else must have posted it on the thing then.
Okay, let's have a look.
Sorry, there's another one.
Nine comments.
What are the comments?
Let's read through the comments.
All right, who's the first comment from?
Polly says, love heart emoji face. Second, we have... love it, even Shen smiling. John says, you're lucky to be able to get everyone in the same local at once.
Oh, okay.
Nice pick.
A little bit passive-aggressive, John, but whatever.
Desley says, love it. Santa emoji face.
Oh, cute.
Carol.
I'm sure there was people saying, where's Jen?
Carol says, LOL. I don't know why Carol says LOL.
Again.
Oh, she also says great photo.
Great photo. What Classic Carol, by the way.
Good old Carol.
Can always rely on her for great Facebook input.
And then Shannon's dad says, the best, Carol.
Aw. Mm. Everyone's having a good time. Russ says,
yeah,
Santa looks
comment,
a bit overwhelmed.
Yep, my comment
Stephen
there.
Says, where is Jen? And Andy replies, all the Grinch suits were rented out, so she couldn't make it. And then the comment is, someone had to hold a camera by Paul under it. So they've just ignored your comment.
Just ignored it. Was there any likes?
No likes.
Likes.
Why would anyone like it? You're just a horrible person.
You don't even know her.
I like it that your comment says all the Grinch suits were rented out so she couldn't make it. Then there's not ha ha ha, it's just ha.
fucking idiot. I'm surprised no one even responded at all.
I'm not. It's fucking horrible.
This should be the podcast. Just Andy's drunken shenanigans.
All right. Hold on. Last week review, Brady's mix is a little busy or Le Freak cord earphones.
What's that?
What?
Ah, you were listening to it on the good earphones.
Probably.
What's this? Okay.
Might have been a little bit bassy or something.
You're getting a little bit drunker now because they're like...
They're criticizing my mixes.
Starting to get difficult to read.
Caitlin was legit and in no way staged.
The caller that called in, Caitlin?
Did it seem staged?
Did it? I don't know, Andy did it.
Caitlin. Who's Caitlin?
The girl that called up.
Last week on the podcast, we had a student edge winner called Caitlin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is a review of last week's episode.
Did you think that it sounded staged?
No, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It says last week review.
Oh, so this is the reviews of last week's episode. Okay. You said every week I need to review last week.
Yeah. So that's your review.
What would you give the episode as a whole?
I was complaining about the mix that you did of it, Brady. It sounded a little bit bassy, but then I wasn't sure if it was those free earphones that COD gave us, and they're super bassy.
They are very bassy.
Yeah, so I thought it might have been that, but it sounded very, I don't know, it just wasn't your best job, Brady. It felt like a little bit of a rush job. What is this? Sean and I are onto something with the... Burrito cannon. Oh, that's right. Burrito cannon. I think we're on to a good idea there. What have we got?
It needs a catchier name, though.
This is last week's podcast. Sean and Andy are referring to.
Yep. What else have we got here? Oh, yeah, Caitlin was legit. Yeah. She was legit.
Of course she was.
Okay. Here's one that looks a little bit strange. There's only two more left. Domino's delivery guy stole bucket drop.
Bucket drop. Yeah. I don't know what that means. Domino's delivery.
Are sniffing chlorine?
Stole guy bucket drop.
Oh, that's it. Yes. This is some. Okay, this is. Well, you know, last week's episode, we finished just talking absolute shit about us being little pests on the train, little kids. And I just thought about other little things that we used to do being little pests. You know, Brady, when we were working at Domino's, right, back in the day, do you remember the delivery? The stock guy would come like every Wednesday morning, first thing in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And he'd come in and deliver the Coke or deliver the vegetables or anything like that.
Nice guy.
Us little shits, right? At the end of like, this was before I was manager, by the way. So what I would do, I would put a bucket of ice water, right? Like whole bucket of water on top of the door so that when he walks in, we had all the cameras going and he'd fall on his head. This delivery guy. You just imagine this old delivery guy walking in to deliver vegetables.
How did you keep your job?
Starts of his day at 6 o'clock in the morning. Wet. He's all wet.
Did it actually work?
Yeah, we got him good. We got him good
did
a couple of times.
Was he like, what
and
the
we actually
fuck?
Did that to Shannon a few times too, but we did it with a bag of flour as well. So we'd wet him and then cover him flour and he'd start his shift. Just
this is just the Hodgkins episode.
Yeah, I know. We're absolute wankers. But that I remember we got him good that one time and he was super pissed. And he was
I imagine he was.
But then he ended up coming back afterwards and saying, you know what? I was really pissed the whole day, but then I thought about it. That was actually really fun.
Did you make him a free pizza?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Oh, okay. He hooked him up with a free pizza, but we used to do all kinds of shit like that. I remember one time when Shannon was on open and I was on close and I was like, I just want to inconvenience him as much as possible. We literally turned everything in the store upside down. Now I'm talking a giant fridge. Every Coke bottle was just upside down in the fridge. The pizza cut of the thing was upside down. It's just literally everything in the store. Even you go into the cool room, like all the ingredients were just upside down. We even made a whole batch of pizzas and put them upside down. Bit wasteful. Sorry, Domino's.
Paid some thugs to come and shoot up the store.
No.
Joke's on you, Shannon.
Remember the time your store did get shot? Did you get shot? Did you get robbed at gunpoint?
No,
robbed
someone at gunpoint? Came in with a spear gun.
That's right.
But I wasn't there. Shannon was there, actually. It's all about Shannon.
It's the Hodgkins bonanza this episode. Freddie says I'm far too negative about his...
My wacky segments.
Incredible games.
You're coming good with the last one. I thought it was getting better.
What was the last one again?
The laugh one, who had the best laugh.
That was good. That was very funny. Good.
I'm a bit worried now. Okay, so this episode has been a bit alcoholic.
No.
Some of them are. I worry that every episode we have these big how drunk we got stories. Andy's now mentioned he's a big wineaholic. But hey,
wine's good for you.
But lols.
You know it's good to have two glasses of wine a night.
I don't know how true that wine is.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's two a week.
What, like French kids, they start drinking when they're 14.
Anyway.
They have a glass of wine with dinner.
We've Mama! All... Bring me the 1933 vintage Shiraz.
Go on.
From the cellar. And tell Marcel he's a fuckwit.
That sounds more Italian than French.
Okay.
Jean Pierre.
We've all heard of King of Beers.
Yeah,
I don't know if we've King actually played it. I don't drink much.
Also known as King's Cup.
Yes.
The basic game of King of Beers is you have one cup in the center. It stays empty. You around the outside of the cup. You put an unbroken circle of 52 cards, 52 normal cards. You pick up a cup one by one. Each card is assigned an individual rule.
Thanks for the overly long explanation no one asked for.
That's
Let's
okay.
move on. I thought for some reason we'd play a game called King of Ears. You'll find
you
out where the
ears?
I said King of Ears.
Oh,
because we're not big drinkers here.
We're going to cut our ears off, put them in a cup around the table.
You guessed it. No, we don't encourage drinking. We're safe drinking, rather. Okay, this game. I brought my deck of cards.
I did notice you had a deck of cards at home.
Right here on the table. I do. I have the King of Ears rules that I've written up.
You
may ask why this game is called King of Ears. I thought the most painful thing we could do to one another is flick each other's ears.
Aww.
Because we're not going to be drinking. Yeah, that's going to be happening. Okay, now, I have the rules. We're all going to take a turn picking a card.
I don't want my ear to be flicked.
Oh, yeah, but it's going to happen because it's going to be hilarious.
So, wait.
Sean, you go first.
State is a king. Oh, what a surprise.
Oh,
now, do I flick your ears?
No,
or you
everyone just has to flick their ears. You have to do it.
Oh,
a good
no,
job.
You got
to
flick other people's ears.
Okay, okay, okay.
No, you just have to flick my ears, and he flicked. Ah,
you little bitch.
I don't get
Andy
it.
He flicked my ear.
Why? We were flicking your ear.
Yeah, that was much easier flick. All right, you're up, Andy.
Okay.
I bet you're all kings.
We have a jack.
And that means
jack.
You,
we're going to do a.
Have to drink bleach.
This is category
of
words. So
Jack,
you
category of words. What
think
does that
of
mean?
A category, and we all have to say a word. First one to lose has to get a really big flick to the ear by
you. Okay.
All right. So if I was to say, like, car manufacturers.
Ford.
Holden.
Jaguar.
The Mitsubishi.
Audi.
Toyota.
Jeep.
BMW.
Lamborghini.
Subaru.
Mercedes.
Ferrari.
The Lamborghini?
You gotta flick your ear.
No, Andy gets to do it.
Okay.
This is gonna really.
That's
way more.
Great game, Brady. All right, you're up.
My turn.
Yep.
Three. Pass a trivia test. All right. Now to prove that this is authentic, I have not looked at the piece of paper I have folded up. Pick a good one.
So you know all the answers already?
No, I haven't looked. I swear, I just printed a page of trivia questions.
Okay. Okay. It's not much harder than this. What type of curtain divided Eastern and Western Europe during the Cold War?
Oh wait, not the Berlin Wall.
It was iron.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ow.
I think I just ripped Brady's ear off. Make a sentence.
So this is just one word. First one to screw up the sentence.
The.
Dog.
Went.
To.
The.
Car.
And.
Jumped.
Over.
The.
Car.
It.
Was.
Amazing.
To.
See.
Such.
A.
Beautiful.
Sight.
That.
My.
Dog.
That doesn't make sense. I feel like something happened between
Sean
and Andy.
It's such a beautiful sight to see that my dog...
That's full stop.
No.
Well, let it go before.
All right, I'll take it. I screwed it up. I'll take it.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
He's looking a little bit red.
Nice follow through.
Andy's 10.
I think I just ripped Brady's low.
Alrighty, I got a 2. Pass a music test.
Oh, all right, here we go. Andy, simplest of music tests. I'll provide the question. All you have to do... is guess the note that I'm playing on the piano right now.
Are you serious?
It can be, it's going to be a major scale. So you have...
That doesn't mean anything to him.
All right, you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm not looking,
you're not going to lie.
I'm not looking, let me guess.
I promise. Go. All right, listen very carefully.
A. I don't know.
Well, what's your final answer?
I'm going to say A.
I'm going to say... Oh, no, do it again. I'm going to say it might be a B.
A and B?
I'm going to say
I'm not even in it.
Even the finest ears on the planet without actually a starting note of knowing what it is. Can't just guess out of the blue what note
could
it
do
is.
That. Incorrect. It was a C. You said A. I get the flick.
I was going to say
get this little.
Andy has an advantage because he's.
hurt.
Six. Pass a spelling test. Which one am I going to fail?
All right. These are, once again... I'll pick an easy one.
All right.
Sabotage.
That's a pretty good one. All right.
Not too hard, not too easy.
S.
Mm-hmm.
A.
Mm-hmm.
B.
Mm-hmm.
O.
Mm-hmm.
T A G E.
Hey.
Did I get it?
Yeah, you got it.
Yes.
Well done.
I don't think I can take another flip. All right, Sean.
I got a 10.
You get.
Pass on 2 flicks.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to do it. I'm over the flicks thing. You're up, Andy.
I think.
Just kidding. How?
No, go on. Pass it on.
One. Ow. Two.
That was a bit. I got a fizzy. Right.
What a surprise. I got a queen.
Queen.
Make a rhyme.
Make a rhyme.
This is the final one.
Orange.
That door hinge.
Definitely doesn't count.
Purple.
Pick a proper rhyme.
Silver.
I don't know. Frog.
Log.
Bog.
Wog. Are we allowed to say that?
What
no.
Did you say?
No. Oh, politically. Oh, okay, this is PC.
What did you say?
I said wog. Okay, cog.
Dog.
Flog.
Jog.
Sog.
Mog. That's not a word.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking, yeah.
All right, I get one flick. You get a Andy gets to flick me. All right, thank God this game's over. Oh, that was terrible.
Yay, King of Ears.
King of Ears.
I feel like Andy got the worst flick.
Tune in next week.
It was pretty brutal.
For more fun games. After Brady's terrible segment, it did bring me back to a conversation that Brady and I always have. So I saw the pack of cards on your desk at your house.
Yes.
And I thought you were going to do some stupid magic trick.
Oh, if only.
I know. Because you and I always have the argument, you love magic. You think nothing is cooler than magic.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think magic is the stupidest thing in the world. I think it's lame. I think it's for losers.
I went to the Illusionist show. I think they're touring again now, like the 2.0 show. I went to the original a couple of years ago. Changed my life. It was so good.
What was so good about it?
They just, it was almost too good where they're doing these things and I'm like, there must be some kind of advanced futuristic technology going on that they're able to do these amazing things. Mm-hmm. Like he was flying. He read everyone's mind in the audience.
Yeah.
It's like, I bet the guy up the back, Brady, lives at this address. And no, I'm kidding. Bad joke. But they were just really magic.
I don't like the clothes they wear. I don't like the tricks they do.
The fashion of magicians is amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they look a little
cape,
bit nifty.
Cape, Sean.
I do love a good cape. I'm thinking more the Chris Angel type.
Okay.
He looks just like herpes walking around.
What about the ones where they put that hand through glass? I'd like to see how they do that.
That
I'm
one's
intrigued.
Cool.
Do Very you cool. ever look them up or does it ruin your
No
chances?
Way would I look them up. No way.
I think I'm going to. Yeah.
I have a way to settle this once and for all.
Who are you calling?
I'm going to call a random number. And they're going to decide for us. Once and for all, so I'm going to...
Sean, you're quickly defeating me for the worst segment.
And they're going to tell us whether or not magic is cool. All right. The number that it has landed on is the Telstra customer service number.
Do you actually ever get a real person at Telstra Bar?
Thanks for calling Telstra.
I'll find out.
Now, please just say or enter a phone number that's linked to your account.
Magic.
If you don't have a phone number, just say, I don't have one. Otherwise, you can just say or enter the number
I don't
now.
Have one.
Say it again.
I don't have one.
So I can direct your call to the right place in just a... Sorry, I didn't get that. What's the reason again?
Magic.
Complaint centre. Magic. Magic decisions. Magic jury.
Please choose one of the following. Billing, connections, faults, product...
Oh, magic.
Or something else.
Something else. Pulling rabbits from one's hat.
I'll just connect you now. Your call may be recorded for coaching or quality purposes.
Excellent.
I don't know what would be more impressive. If you had an alliance with someone working at Telstra Customer Support that is in with this segment and is going to start drilling into Brady about magic.
Maybe that's the trick. Maybe the magic is I pick up on the other end of the phone and have a conversation with myself about how bad magic is. And you're just, imagine if that happened, your mind would be blown. Here we go.
Hi, welcome to Telstra. My name is Rose. How can I help you?
Hi, Rose. I was just wondering if I could get your opinion on something, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
Rose, I was just wondering if you think that magic is cool or if it's for losers.
Magic?
Yeah, like illusions, spells. Do you like it or do you think it's for losers?
Well, actually, for for me, if you're asking for my opinion, I think that's so cool.
Oh, that, thank you so much for your feedback, Rose. We'll stay on the line.
Okay, that's really cool for me, sir.
All right, we'll give you a positive review. That's the magic. Did we just put a little bit of magic into your day?
Yes, sir, you did.
Thank you, Rose. Have a good day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is the most positive Telstra experience I've ever had, hands down.
Top Sheila there, Rose.
Oh, what a Rose. Legend.
So it's been decided. I was wrong.
What? Telstra is the decider. I feel Rose is the official decider.
Rose is the judge of magic. That's why the universe put us through to Rose.
Very good.
I bet you that's an email from Telstra saying, what the hell is wrong with you? Leave our people
Would
alone.
Would you like us to call an ambulance?
That can be a segment from now on. Getting
Telstra's opinion.
Telstra's opinion on, on real world issues.
We're going to the mailbag.
Viewer mail. But not viewers, they're really listeners.
You keep doing that stupid beatboxing theme song and no one is requesting
it. Listener mail. Remix.
Into the mailbag.
Remix. Mailbag. Oh, yeah.
Tian comes in again. I believe we've already spoken, rather read out Tian's email.
Really?
Yeah, the name rings a bell.
Maybe we have several fans' names.
Lay it on me, Tian.
She says, "Hey guys, just listening to your latest podcast with the listener emails, and I remember
excellent
that
decision."
I believe she's referring to 2 weeks ago now that this year at my high school, people were banned from wearing their school jumpers around their waist. Someone tried to start a petition to change it, but that got shut down. Weirdest thing ever. Love, Tian.
That is weird. It's like, you guys are looking a bit too cool.
Well,
settle down.
You guys are looking a bit too 90s, more like it.
No, that, they would have loved that. That's all retro. Remember at our school, this is how like liberal our school was. They were like, this was the best day of like my life ever, by the way. You would definitely remember this. Mm. There was like the teachers stopped the girls from wearing short skirts. And so all the girls just wore like the shortest skirts to school the next day.
Great.
Great day.
Okay, our last, not too much feedback this week.
Mm, because we recorded podcasts in quite a quick succession this week.
That's correct. It's from Chris, a.k.a. Mr. Yogo.
Mr. Yogo.
Yo.
We got pretty
Where
upset.
Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go from here? Can that be Chris's theme song?
Give us another one.
What?
Another song with Yogo.
Wherever you go, I go. Anywhere you go, I'll follow you. All right, we're good.
Is there
now
something about poker face in there? Yoga face. Nope, this is why I don't sing. Shut up, Brady. Just shut up. All right. We have the final update of from Chris from the Yogo story.
So he's never writing in after this.
This is a long one.
It is with a heavy heart that I tell you.
This is the end.
Oh,
all
right,
this is the end of the Yogo.
Does he confess he made it all up?
Just clarifying everything, he says. Everything is all true. Jackson has been using this Yogo story for ages as a conversation starter to start talking to girls, as it's a long story that he can drag out and ends up talking to them for ages.
But why did he question him, say, why didn't you use Guy Sebastian, or what was it?
Jared no. The thing is, like he says the story, but he made the story up.
But the Yogo story that he uses, we came up with years ago. So the Yogo story exists, and it is frequently used, but it was made up as his long pickup line, basically.
Right. Mm. So Sean didn't actually do it.
No.
Well,
I would remember.
I would say
Yogo
Sean
thief.
What you saying about my name, boy?
Then when I wrote to tell you that this is the story that he's been using this pickup line and asked you to confirm or deny it and told him, he asked if you replied. That's when I told him you guys had replied to get a short stack tattoo for you guys to confirm it. It was all fun and games until he organized the home job short stack tattoo, and no matter what I said, he ended up going through with it before the podcast actually came out. So he actually did get a tattoo.
So where's the pics? We need pics.
He says he's not. Now, this is where it gets a bit fishy.
Mm.
He's not going to send it in because he says that it won't do it justice. He is, and he goes on to ask for concert tickets so he can talk to us or be interviewed. He's even given us his number. Do we give Chris a call?
No.
Or do we?
Because it'll ruin it. They say don't meet your heroes for a reason. Like, it'll ruin the illusion of it.
I kind of really want to see this tattoo.
I want to invite Chris.
He sends a picture of the tattoo. We'll give you two concert tickets.
See, I don't want to ruin the tattoo through a picture. I want Chris and his mate, the tattoo mate, to come backstage.
Yeah, if he's come to a show.
That means that he hasn't got the tattoo yet, and the only and we'll give him tickets. And then he has, okay, let's do it. Because either way, he has to get a tattoo. All right, done.
Hey, his entry is the tattoo.
Chris? Yes.
Your entry is the tattoo.
No, no, no. We'll send him. We'll send him two tickets.
That's the thing. He gets the tickets, but if there'll be a little clause on the bottom of the tickets, this ticket is only valid to someone wearing a Shostak tattoo.
It has to be a shitty Shostak tattoo.
Shitty Shostak tattoo. So, Chris, we'll send you the tickets, but they're only valid if there is a tattoo on you.
So anyway, Chris and Jackson, you're invited to our show. Let us know which one you'd like to come to. You can come backstage, show us your horrible tattoo. We'll meet. We'll have a few laughs.
Dunskies.
Two giggles.
Is that it for the week?
Thanks very much for writing in to the podcast at shortstackband.com.
If you would like your email read out on this particular podcast, please do not send a crappy email and send it to podcast@shortstackband.com.
We've never gotten a crappy email. We've gotten some interesting emails, but...
And if you have nothing interesting to say, just make it up like Chris did.
Mm, that's
and
the
then
lesson.
Dig yourself a hole where you have to get a Shortstack tattoo.
Going on, no. Where are we going to get this tattoo?
Do you remember that time, right, on tour, Louis Usher, the little fame whore that he was, made a bet, if you can get me over, what was it, 4,000 Twitter followers. This is when he first got Twitter. He'll get short stacked under his knuckles. We got it to him. We got him within a day.
He had 4,000.
Never did it. Backed out. So everyone, go and message or tweet Lewis and say...
That reminds me of someone, Andy.
You're a little bastard.
What kind of a prick would go back on a tattoo? What a prick. Yeah, I said if we get a number one album, what are the chances of that happening?
And we did, though.
I know. But I didn't think it would happen. That's why I made the bet.
One day I'm just going to brand you with it. I'm going to get a little short stack on the forehead. And you won't be looking
like what is it, Inglourious Basterds, where he scalps the Nazis with a swastika on their forehead. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning into this week's episode of Shostak Radio. Come and catch us on tour. We got us, we got Storm the Sky, we got Young Lions, we got Move On, Be Strong, we got Daybreak, we got Redbeard. It's one of the tours of the summer.
Are we playing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. We have to.
No. We're just we'll watch.
Guest appearance. Shostak at the Shostak Show.
We're going to leave you today with a cover of a Drake song we did. I hope you like it. If you do, go on our Facebook, like it, show your friends. And we'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much.
Bye. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. You call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. But ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. But ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I'd never seen. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Oh, and I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Yeah, I know when that hotline bling, bling, bling. Well, that can only mean one thing. But ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. You're going places where you don't belong. Cause ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages on your passport, hanging with some girls I'd never seen before. To call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, well, that can only mean one thing. And I know when that hotline bling,